Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to the Runner's World podcast with me, Ben Hobson.
And me, Jane Maguire.
How are you, Jane? How's your running life?
Yeah, it's good. Loving life. But yeah, running life is all good. I've been taking part, I think I've spoken about Lewis Moses, who is my running coach. He has been doing some like kind of team challenges because obviously we can't race or do anything. So we've done, I think we did a kilometer, a mile, 5k, this week's 10k. It's kind of quite nice actually to have, like, instead of just a tempo session, to go and try and, you know, do something.
Have you been PBing any of these?
No, a mile, no. Kilometer, I'm not sure. Sorry, Lewis. 5k, I did, but I did it in Battersea Park, and anyone who runs in Battersea Park will know there's this really annoying bit where there's kind of gates, and it's kind of one way who can go through the gate. And a lovely cyclist, no shade on the cyclist, but I should have had right of way, decided to kind of cut in front of me and go in the gate in front of me because he was on a bike. So I did have to pause my watch for like 10 seconds. So does that count? Who knows? Should I have pushed the man off his bike to get my 5k PB?
Should you have paused the watch? Do you know, I mean,
should I have paused the watch?
So many issues.
So can I claim it as a 5k? I don't know. If that happened in a race, would you just get mown down by a cyclist?
I think there'd be a bigger issue of bikes being on the course if you're at a race. I think
true.
So is it 10k this week?
10k on Friday,
right.
So watch this space.
How are you feeling? Do you think you've got something there?
Well, yesterday I had to do a long run, and I think I went a bit fast, and I need to follow advice and actually listen to plans and learn that an easy run should be easy. Is my moral of that story? But yeah, I know, we'll see what happens.
It's tricky at the moment, though, isn't it? Because all runs have now got this great impetus, or there's a great weight levied against them to be the ultimate like release from the day's stress.
Yeah.
So easy runs don't feel, there's something quite cathartic about going really hard and like feeling
there
like
is.
You're like pushing your body, like, because you know you get that surge of energy and that rush of blood and everything's pumping and your elevated heart rate and it makes you feel, just makes you feel a bit more alive.
It does, and when you like, it's like a misty winter's morning and you're just like, yes, this is my time.
Yeah.
I just, you know, if you then try and go run really slowly, you're like, oh, I don't want to, but I don't know. I find it easier to run slower in the dark. Maybe that's just me. Maybe I should do all my long runs in the evening at the moment.
I'm the opposite. When it's nighttime, I run faster. By default, I think some sort of inherent instinct kicks in and I feel like
fight or flight.
Permanently in danger. So I run much faster.
I think I'm running faster, and then I look down at my... Apparently there's some study that says because you lose so much of your sight in the dark that you don't have as much kind of, I don't know, anyone who knows anything will be listening to this being like, what are you talking about? But it's some like spatial awareness thing, and you
right.
think you're going faster than you are because you can't see. So I think I'm running fast, but then I look at my watch and I'm like, oh wow, I must be really tired after sitting down all day.
Night or day, I have that feeling where I look at my watch and I'm disappointed.
But yeah, that's my running news.
It's good running news.
Yeah.
Anyway, enough of us prattling on, Jane. Let's get our guest of the week on, and this is me and Rick chatting to Danny Bent.
Guest of the week. Sometimes on the phone, could be an athlete, could be a physio, or a complete unknown.
On Human Rights Day, 10th of December 2020, One Run Global are uniting thousands of people from 195 countries as they run, walk, or move their body for 1 hour to raise funds to end child discrimination. Whether it's running a 10K in your local park with friends or walking around the dinner table due to lockdown restrictions, everyone is invited. Co-founder Danny Bent joins us to tell us more. Dan, welcome to the Run As Well podcast.
Thanks, Ben. Thanks for having me.
Let me tell you about the time I met Danny. So this was a long time before I was at Runners World. And actually, I wasn't in the running world at all. And I was running around Richmond Park, and out of Sheen Gate appeared a blonde-haired man heading in my direction. And we just kind of struck up conversation. We were running at a similar pace, and then we did a whole lap together, and then I didn't see you again for several years, but the memory stayed in my mind. And then I saw you again at a race and was like, I know this guy from Richmond Park. That's my memory, Dan. Anyway, what do you think?
Yeah, I think it's in my memory I was running in the opposite direction, and I'm one of those people that really likes to run with people, and I was running on my own. And this could be complete lies. You know, I fabricate loads of things in my head, but I kind of feel like we exchanged something, because I think you were training for a marathon.
Yes, I was. Yeah, I was training for one of the Endurance Life events down in.
And I think we might. I don't know whether something was said, and then because I know all the guys from Endurance Life as well, and I was just like. I feel like I turned around and we just carried on running together. So that I'm going to keep it as that kind of romantic, romantic ideal of what actually happened. But it probably was that we were both trying to get away from each other and both was the same pace. We just couldn't do it.
Yeah, it's probably that, isn't it? And now we've got a new challenge, the One Run Global that we're going to chat about. So that's brilliant. Right, can we start? This is a hugely ambitious challenge. You know, with 195 countries. Organising something like this in a year like this with lockdown, has that helped or been a huge hindrance? How's it worked?
Matt, this year has been absolutely mental. but I mean, I guess there's a little bit of help is that people are generally spending a bit more time on their computers, FaceTime and all that sort of stuff. So that's made it easier. But the fact is, like, runners aren't running with each other, in the same way as we used to. Like, I'm not going down to my local park run or whatever and meeting up with 500 different runners and spreading the word. So a lot of this has been done with hard graft, and, the really, really motivated runners who have signed up are then kind of reaching out to every single corner of the world. I mean, just having a single conversation with someone in a different country is kind of complex in itself, but when you're talking about 195, every single country in the world, that becomes quite a complex job. Yeah.
Well, I was thinking because you're amassing everyone to do the same thing at the same time, and the rise of the virtual race and all those sorts of things, I was wondering if perhaps people are now more sort of in tuned with that as a concept.
Well, I think I mean, for us guys, this is the first time we've ever done anything in this kind of virtual space. And I am, if anyone who knows me knows, I'm all about the hugs, the high five, the happiness, the human contact. And everything we've done before is about bringing people together in that way. And then suddenly you're in this place where, I walk past someone in the street, you have a conversation, or you meet someone you know, and I'm finding it really hard because I can't express myself in the usual way and put my arms around them and pull them in. And I think it's definitely in terms of the event, the kind of the whole concept that we've got here is, definitely, London Marathon has run a virtual run. They're just everywhere at the moment. And so it's allowed for that, easier way in to kind of introduce the event, but I do like we're really we're not calling it so much a virtual run, because we want this to stand kind of above and beyond that, because you have got these people from every country in the world, every single race, religion are going to be running. I mean, and the idea is that everyone runs at 7 p.m. local time. So it's much like the New Year's Eve fireworks. So they're going to go off first of all in a Pacific island called Kiribati, and then it's going to spread to New Zealand, then to Australia, then to Singapore, and then to India. And over those 24 hours, people are going to be running in every single time zone, and which is really super amazing. And instead of the fireworks being in the sky, those fireworks are in our trainers, and I really like that idea.
Yeah, I think that's great. And I would ask, what is the kind of message, I guess, that you're trying to communicate with a kind of big global event like this?
Well, first thing, the thing that's most powerful to me is just to do things together and to come together as a humanity to achieve something that we can't do on our own. And that for me is the overriding arc on everything I've done in the past, and I'm sure it will be in the future too. But and then we're also working with charities that are trying to combat injustice, inequality, and break down, if we can destroy discrimination along the way, then that's super cool as well. It's so many prongs to it. It's about coming together. It's about getting active. We all know how amazing that is for our mental and physical health, especially after a year like we've got here. And then, of course, breaking down those prejudices that you people have. And I just love the whole concept of the Iranians are going to be running before the Americans. And so those people are going to be, the Americans are going to be cheering the Iranians on. And then when the Americans are running, all the Iranians are going to be cheering the Americans on. And it's just that whole kind of beauty of just seeing each other. We all know that running is like the great equalizer. You put your trainers on, you put your shorts on. It's, you know, we're all the same. And hopefully that's going to plant a few little acorns in people's minds that can hopefully grow into some, you know, big strong oak trees of realization that we're all the same, and we should all be treated with utmost respect.
How would someone listen to this get involved? Because it sounds like they're sort of like...
So the first thing to do is go to onerun.global. That's the website. And that's where you can sign up. You can see what the merch is. We can see all the celebrities that are taking part. We've got some crazy awesome celebrities taking part in it. And you can kind of start seeing the lineup that's going to be going on during that 24 hours. We've got loads of celebrities doing things from workouts to do interviews and all these sorts of things. So onerun.global, we're all over social media. Again, OneRun Global, just search that and you're gonna find it. It's very, very simple.
Tell us about these celebrities, Danny, quickly. Who have you got signed up?
Well, my personal favourite is Tom Daley. Who doesn't love Tom Daley?
Yeah.
But then I think, you know, it's our American celebrities that are... Yeah, we got Leanne Rimes.
Oh, amazing.
And I'm not one of those people. I like to be out running. I'm not one of those people that sits in front of the telly. But some of the celebrities we got involved, Maya, you got 5 million followers on Instagram, actors, musicians, you name it, they're getting involved. And it's a simpler conversation as we're having here. We're just kind of have a little chat with them, and they love the concept, and they end up getting involved, which is just mind-boggling but mind-blowing at the same time. It's really amazing.
Yeah, that's your favorite artist, Ben, isn't it? Leanne Rimes,
one of my absolute top two favorites. Yeah. absolutely. Yeah. A hill I will die on. And then just anyone who's listening who wants to get involved who isn't a celebrity, what do they do?
Yeah, exactly. They just go to the website, click the sign up button, and you can join a team. Like you were saying, there's all sorts of organizations are putting in teams, whether they're from schools to scout groups to cadets to businesses. But really, it's with COVID, it's making it kind of complex in that you some countries, they're doing meetups and people are organizing these themselves. And so like in LA, they're talking about having a big group meet up there. But obviously, things are changing so fast with COVID, and the different governments are just treating it in totally different manners. So we're just leaving that completely up to the people to organize any sort of get together. And we're encouraging you to do it on your own, and if possible, to do it with a buddy, a running buddy, because that just makes everything so much more awesome. Yeah,
got it. Stick to the local rules.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you have to record it anywhere? Is it a kind of, if it doesn't go on Strava, it doesn't exist kind of in operation, or is it just enough just to go out and do it?
Yeah,
and know you did it.
Yeah, exactly. We've got a Strava group, so we're hoping to kind of track everyone on there. And then it's a lot of this is just about taking a photo of yourself whilst you're out there, giving a message to all the runners that have gone before you that are going to come after you, or a video. And then we've got some amazing video makers that are working to kind of bring all those into compilation, so we can kind of put them out every hour, and you'll see yourself doing your thing along with loads of other people.
How many countries, Danny, have you? I know this is changing all the time, and you're getting more countries signed up, but are you confident of getting 195 all the countries, or are you still holding out on a few?
Yeah, we've got 189 right now.
Whoa.
And which is totally unbelievable. And the one that I was really worried about, because I'm having conversations with, I think, people from every single country in the world now. So at least there's an inroad. And then, but North Korea was proving, as you can quite imagine, like a fortress that was pretty hard to crack. But then last night at about 11 o'clock, I got a message saying, what do you need them to do? And, what do you need from them? Because I don't think there's not readily available internet over there. So it's not as easy for us to get that information to them. But I've gotten in, and fingers crossed that's going to turn into I think it actually might turn into being a professional North Korean runner taking part, which is, absolutely brilliant as well.
Yeah.
We'll see where that goes. But that was my one. I'm really, really confident on those 194. And then North Korea is the one that has been causing. It caused me sleepless nights last night because I was so excited.
Yeah,
I couldn't get back to sleep. You just kind of have a little glance at your phone to see what's going on, and then that email came in, and I just got so excited. I just kind of lay there pondering the greatness of it and the wonder of the world.
Amazing. Well, I don't want to over-egg our power and influence, but. Who are the remaining countries? Because this podcast is pretty big time, and I feel like we could probably sway some officials if we just give them a shout out.
Well, I'm sure that's I had a conversation with Rick, and they're just for sure that's the case. But we've got Iran, obviously we've got North Korea, we've got some Pacific Islands, we've got Palau, we've got Togo in West Africa, Tuvalu. And the kind of plus one on that is American Samoa, which is it's a territory of America, but it is the only island that's in that last hour of the time zones. So we're really, really seeking someone from there as well. And loads of American Samoans take part in American football in the States, but we're still finding it hard to crack the actual island itself.
Wow. Well, any listeners who have any connections to those destinations, podcasts@runnersworld.co.uk, get in touch. Let's make it happen.
Oh, man, that would be... Wouldn't it be so cool if just something came from this conversation? Just one of those countries comes in. But to be honest, it's like I was saying, we've got thousands of runners from across the world. We're not just looking for one person in each country. So if you're not in any of those countries, then we still want you to get involved and be part of, this is the first ever global running event that you can be part of. That's a really cool concept. And I'm super proud to have kind of worked with my co-founder, Jamie, to make this a possibility.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design thoughtful construction, and little details that make life in your space easier. And now they're bringing that comfort and style outside with their outdoor collection. Burrow's outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry stain-resistant foam cushions. As always, you get free shipping on every order. Get 15% off at burrow.com/acast. burrow.com/acast.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
It's you've got a long track history, Danny, of doing these big scale, very unifying events. And when I talk to you, your enthusiasm and passion for it is very obvious. Everyone can hear that. But what is it that makes you want to continue to put on these huge events that obviously are a huge logistical challenge as well?
Yeah, I mean, sometimes I really question myself because it is brutal on yourself to do these things. But I think to be honest, I got into it almost accidentally. As Rick knows, that the bombings went off in Boston in April 15th, 2013. And because the running community has been so wonderful to me all my life, I just felt like I had to do something about that. And even though I'd never been to America, didn't know any Americans, I organized a continuous running relay across the States. And we got thousands of people involved in that, and we raised $600,000 for the people affected by the bombings. But going back to that time, I was just some dude sitting in his kitchen in Devon in his tiny little shorts, having been for a run, listening to the radio. And it was almost, it just took on a life of its own. And people, I'll get a lot of credit for it, but it absolutely is undeserved. I came up with an idea, and then the American people just absolutely ran with it. And, the running community as a whole, people were contacting people, Americans from all different countries in the world. So that was that first start. And then you just realize that the power you have, like a tiny idea like that can change so many people's lives. It can raise so much money. And then that almost becomes like, I don't know, it just sits in my chest, and I just want to try and do that again. You realize it's a realization of how powerful we are as human beings, really, how capable we are, and especially if we all come together. And then it was a conversation I was having with the Sadiq Khan's team in London about the gang culture that was going, and I told them about the relay we did in America, and they said, can you do something like that in London? And so it's almost like falling into it one after another. And my big dream, the big picture of all of this, is that I want to create an 18,000 mile continuous running relay around the world, where we actually have people physically passing this baton from one person to another and across nations. And in that point, I'm imagining an Israeli passing to a Palestinian and just showing this, like a little moment in time where we work together and together we carry this baton all the way around the world. And of course, that's led me to this position where we're at now, really. I was working on that, getting loads and loads of contacts all around the world, and then COVID struck, and we took a different path, really. So I don't know whether I answered your question at all, but I've waffled on enough. And it's super duper hard work, and but it's so rewarding when it happens. That's on December 10th, I'm probably going to be exhausted. I know I'm interviewing a lot of celebrities and things like this, but after that, this the warmth you feel in your heart, and I know we all have our mental health journeys and things like this. And when I'm having a down day, or I'm feeling just feeling a bit low and wondering why the hell I'm working so hard on things that at certain times aren't going anywhere, you just kind of have to look into your heart there and just remember those feelings and those the messages you get from people that whose lives you've changed profoundly forever. And so, you can bring it all into kind of spiritualization, meaning of life, all that sort of stuff. I think, and I'm just addicted to it now, and I don't imagine it ending anytime soon.
No, I don't. Listening to you talk about it, I think, yeah, it's something you're going to do for, the majority of your life. And I think it's fantastic, Danny, that you've, because I think a lot of people, it is one thing actually to have an idea, but it's another thing to have the energy and enthusiasm to carry it through. And you know, you've got a really good track record of doing that. So I think you should take some credit. Do take some credit from Runner's World, from us to you.
Thanks, mate. Yeah, but I mean, everything, I think all of this, it all comes down to that energy and enthusiasm to kind of take on a project and not be fearful of it not turning out how you hoped it might. That lack of fear is definitely one of the big things that makes these things happen, because to be quite honest, you know, I'm the least organized person there is going. You look around me in my room right now, it's just like chaos. And I always talk about this time when I went to the national champs for the triathlon and forgot to take my bike. That's the kind of guy I am. And it's the people now that I have around me that make sure that those things get kind of fixed very fast. And you know, my co-founder Jamie, he is a creative genius, and like you know, everything you see on as part of the brand is down to him and his amazing vision at how these things can look in terms of when you're looking at a computer, and he loves that, and I love the physical side, so it's just a partnership made in heaven, really.
No, I think it's great, Danny. Really looking forward to it. And yeah, it's the 10th of December, isn't it? 7 o'clock local time. I think I'm gonna have a little crack at a 10K, I think.
Yeah, really, really nice. I think 10K is a great kind of distance to go for, but it's not just for the, you know, people that want to run 10K. If it's going to be your first run down the road and back, that's totally and utterly all right. In fact, that is almost more encouraged. And if running's not your thing, and it is because you're listening to this podcast, but you're just thinking about it and you want to run down the road 100 meters and then go for a little walk after, then that's totally groovy as well. Like, one of the hashtags we're using is every human, and we just want this to be open to every human, whether you are walking, whether you're running, whether you're just moving your body. And that's super cool.
Danny, thanks so much for making the time to chat with me and Ben on the Runner's World podcast. And really looking forward to the One Run Global event on the 10th of December. And thank you very, very much for your time.
Oh, Rick, it's an absolute pleasure. Thanks for having me.
So that brings us to the end of this week's Runner's World podcast. A big thank you to our guest, Danny Bent, and to you, of course, for listening.
You can still subscribe to Runner's World magazine today and get 3 issues for only £5. Just visit hearstmagazines.co.uk/runnersworldpodcast to get this exclusive listener offer. The Runner's World podcast is available on Acast, iTunes, and all of your favourite podcast apps. Please just search Runner's World UK and subscribe. That's the important bit. Thanks again for listening. We will see you next week.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight. and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.